Welcome to the Book Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Maddox, the teacher librarian at Madera South High School. Today we have Amber Deep on the show, a senior at Madera South High School. We talk about all sorts of things, including books with little French students, holistic health, and the differences between reading in English and reading in Punjabi. I know you will love this podcast. Let's go meet Amber. Amber, what's the first book you remember reading?
I remember reading a Caterpillar book that was like mostly visual books as a young child. And growing up, I would read probably a lot of chapter books, but my most favorite book to read was The Madeleine. And it was this young girl in Paris, and her name was Madeleine, and I would read that book all over and over again.
What did you like about that book?
I liked the aesthetics of the book, the portrayal of Paris, France, the city of love, and the little girl that would just do her own thing in the city. It was just like experience like I want to experience.
So it was kind of an escape from your life in some ways, or just a fantasy?
More of a fantasy of like exploring the world.
Do you have older or younger siblings?
Yeah, I have one older and one younger sisters.
Your older sibling, did they influence your reading at all?
No, not really.
What does reading look like in general for your family?
Mainly would be prayers, reading from religious books, and one-on-one times are usually reading books about historical figures that really impacted religion and overall.
Okay, so religion was a big part of your reading.
Yeah, within family.
Was that interesting for you, or is it just something you had to do growing up?
It was more of parental like pressure onto like make sure you know your cultural and religious values, make sure you're educated. It wasn't of a personal like pursue, but more of like a family-wise.
Were you reading those in English or a different language?
In a different language, okay. Punjabi.
Okay. For you, what's the reading experience like in English versus Punjabi? Is it different?
I feel like it's more the dialect in English versus Punjabi. It's more of, in English, it's easier to read. It's more easier to decipher, while in Punjabi, it's the dialects that makes it really hard for us to understand as like a child. But as we grow up, the dialect becomes more easier to understand because you've been exposed to the dialects and you're more familiar to, oh, this person's talking in this way and type of this way.
I see. And so English feels a little easier to read in
some ways? I feel like English is more direct and easier to decipher because there's more of like directness and clearness on this person who is speaking in a genre or a tone. And I feel like it's much more easier in English.
And you said you talked a little bit about Madeleine. How did you find that book?
In the school library.
Okay, you're just perusing the school library?
Yeah.
Okay, is that how you find books in general?
I find it through, it could be online, through Amazon, through Instagram ads, or I think I had...
You get book Instagram ads?
Yeah.
What do they send you?
Well, it's mainly through... I had surfed the web for like books that are related to healing, health, and holistic medicine.
Cool.
And of course, my phone listens to what I search about.
Yes, it's listening to everything.
Yeah. And it shows me ads on, oh, you should get this book. You should read this book. Click this link. And I would be clicking the link and reading the abstract of the book. And I would be really interested in reading the book.
Okay.
So I would then purchase it from Amazon or another website.
Okay. Have you found any good books that way?
Yeah, I found The Emotion Code by Bradley Nelson.
That's a great book.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said you peruse the library as well. Is it easy, do you feel like, to find good books in libraries, or does it take some
searching?
I feel
like physically in a library it's harder, but like online there's more keywords that you can use to find the right book to your own interest.
Okay. Has there been a teacher that's inspired you to read in particular?
I can for sure say my English teacher sophomore year, Miss Fetchman. Okay. She really influenced the way I did my work in English and the pursuit of just reading books over and over again. I just really got passionate about reading books, so I just...
Was it something about her personality or the way she taught, or what'd she do?
It was her optimism of just doing your work, completing your assignments, but also understanding the material in a way that you enjoy. And my enjoyment way was reading books, because it really intrigued me on how this person wrote the book and was able to portray their narration.
I see. Yeah. Okay, so her demeanor, how she presented herself, was mm-hmm. enough to influence you?
Yeah.
That's really interesting because, you know, sometimes I think we think it's really about the content and not how we deliver it. But for you, it was how she delivered it that mattered less than maybe what she was saying. Is mm-hmm. that an accurate summary?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say you're talking to another student, and there's lots of students on this campus mm-hmm. who say they don't like to read. I've met many students who claim to have never read a book in their life, which is hard to believe that they're in high school and they've never read a book, but it's possible. What would you give? What kind of advice would you give to them if they're trying to figure out what to read or how to read or why they even should like to read? What's the benefit for them when they can just go on YouTube and watch videos all day?
My best advice would be that understanding that they've been saying that I've never read a book or I don't like reading books. I think they haven't found the right type of book to read for themselves.
Okay.
And it's based on their best interest on what are they interested in? Because I've been interested in health science and holistic medicine and healing and all of that. But the person that says, like, I don't know what to read, I'm not interested in reading, they probably haven't found the right passion for themselves to, like, pursue reading in a way. Hmm. My best advice to them would be, get all books in all genres, all types of fiction, and just see what connects to you, what resonates.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do your friends like to read?
They like to read romance novels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that really popular, reading romance novels in
yeah.
high school?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. Last question. What are two books you'd recommend to listeners?
I would recommend Emotion Code by Bradley Nelson and Milk and Honey by Rupi Kaur.
Okay, let's talk about the second one because I've seen that one a lot and I've not read it. Tell mm-hmm. me about it.
Well, when I read the book, I felt like there was a lot of inner narration of my inner dialogue. It like mm-hmm. brought out the words that I couldn't say onto a piece of paper, and I just really liked reading about it. It was about childhood experiences, about womanhood, on trauma, on healing, on how to express yourself as a woman.
Hmm.
Yeah, I really, really suggest that book.
Okay, and what are you gonna read next?
Next, I'm not sure, but probably something related to holistic medicine.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Amber, I appreciate you talking to me. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Next week, we will have a Madera South staff member on the show. As always, keep reading.